Hello, ladies and germs. I am Tyson Harley. This is a quick rant of truth. And I'm going to tell you why technocracy is an awful idea. It kind of overlaps with what I said in my previous quick rant of truth, because it's basically leaders don't lead. But it's a mistake with technocracy. I've always wondered why IT had such a collectivist mindset instead of being, I don't know. I consider the collectivist mindset a very emotional argument. And I don't think there's very much logic to it once all things are considered. You know, like those basics, like human nature, like our founding fathers were clearly versed at if you read any of their works, Federalist Papers, Anti-Federalist Papers. You read any of their quotes, many of their quotes are an absolutely elegant and articulate expression of what human nature is like. IT types are overwhelmingly left. I don't get it. I would think they would be better than that. Sorry, I'm a libertarian. That's how it's going to be. If you can just still just hold on and listen to the rest of this, that'd be awesome. Sorry. Let's just say that I believe that IT types shouldn't be so overwhelmingly partisan. At least that part confuses me. That they shouldn't be overwhelmingly one side. And this is why I believe they are. I think that they're not political scientists. I think that IT people have... We all think that the IT person we know is the smartest person we know. That's not necessarily true on average. Oh, IT types, those are really smart people. Are they smarter than average on average among the group? Sure. But can they be entirely uninformed? I mean, I can go along with the idea they're smarter than average. On average in their group, they're smarter than average than other segments of society and certainly some other professions. But are they fully informed? Are they political scientists? I think it's obvious they're not. Because I think what they think is a technocracy would be the best way. We take away all the politics of that there's a technocracy. Okay, here's why this is inherently and stupidly wrong. Because you can't take away politics when power is involved. It's greed and power. And the bigger the government, the more overwhelming the scope of government, the less technocracy can help. Because political science means that it's important. Decisions are big and important, and greed is attracted to, control is attracted to the places where they can get the biggest amount of avarice. They can cash in with their avarice for either money or control. There's no place better to go in one fell swoop than to government if it's of incredible scope, like the United States government is, like even all of Europe is for the European Union. There's no place better for control and cashing in on your avarice to be able to go to a central place that can make a decision. Forget having to convince hundreds of millions of consumers once. I'm too lazy for that. Or one at a time and build up your following and therefore your cash. Why would I do that when I can go get a power grab or a government contract or get money behind the scenes to be influenced or to influence someone so that my business can turn from a million to 50 million, either above the table or below the table, as far as how the business actually looks, how the cash looks. But why would I do something honestly when instead I can cash in on my avarice, I can satisfy it via influencing government? So why wouldn't I? So these people who believe that technocracy will work believe that political science will somehow, politics will somehow be removed from it. They're wrong. You don't remove politics from anything. When I first started becoming interested in political science, soon I realized everything's politics. And it will only become more so the bigger government gets. This is well before everybody was an amateur political science on scientist on social media. This is mid-90s. Things were rabid, but not 1/100th as rabid as they are now. Everything's politics. So the idea that you can separate the two is pure fantasy.
If we could just have, it'd be like Star Trek if we had the tech, if we had technology running, it'd just be people who believe.
Yeah, because people aren't political. I mean, the more political the society is, if there weren't other controls, as if the technocrats couldn't be influenced, as if politicians wouldn't try to affect the technocrats, let alone what I just said, the IT is overwhelmingly partisan in one direction, which blows my mind. How it's not 50-50, I don't know. I can't understand it. Again, I think it's this, but then that's circular. Okay, if IT overwhelmingly believes in technocracy, it's the right thing because it's logical and things. It's not, because it's politics. You cannot separate politics from power, from any major source of power. Technocracy becomes the excuse. It becomes the excuse to be able to control under what's considered logical. It becomes this, well, that's real science versus fake science. No, your science is politicized. It will politicize science. We know science is politicized. We know it's politicized from back in the AIDS era on forward. I could not point particularly to what happened pre-AIDS era. But guess what? The more funding something gets, the more people support it and look at every single detail of it, right? Science is politicized. You can't separate it from politics. But particularly when you say, quote, science and, quote, technocracy is specifically what's going to rule. The science will be disjointed. It will be corrupted. And all it becomes is, well, the technocrats said. And you know how they wouldn't dare be a human and fall into politics and be biased in any way. Oh, really? They wouldn't? Well, what about the people trying to influence them, trying to control them? You don't think that people can influence those bodies and do? Obviously, they do. Look at 2020. And 2021. Technocracy is a bad excuse and a convenient excuse to act like you have certainty you do not, and to shut down discussion. You cannot separate politics from anything, especially technocracy. It becomes, don't worry, the bad politicians didn't say this. The technocrats did. Oh, well, then we're not supposed to question anything our government says because, you know, the technocrats said it, not the politicians. And so the technocrats must know where the bills coming from. Where are those rules coming from that change society like law? Do you think it's just the technocrats just, you know, coming up with logical things on their own? Do you think that's really how that would work? Knowing what you know about politics to this point, and how virulently combative it is, do you really believe that, you know, any improvement in society would come by cleanly and exactly and in a consistent way just because it came from a technocracy or was motivated by, well, I'm doing that because that's what the technocrats agree on. They say we should do that. They're the experts. No, they're not. No, they're not. Okay. At best, technocrat should be that I cite this as to a good reason for this law to be the case. And they're not the leaders themselves. They're not the people who are embedded in government. At best, real science study articles and studies and or common sense, you know, the arguments of common sense should be the reasons leaders use any kind of science. And I'm not saying they shouldn't use science, but it shouldn't just be a reference to the technocrats. You cannot take away politics from technocracy. You cannot make clean technocracy. It will not happen. It does not happen. Human nature gravitates towards power, those the worst among us, or the laziest among us, the ones used to making a lot of money and realize they can make more if they just influence the right people. And just think if they can influence technocracy. Oh, then it's not the bad politicians that want to do the thing that benefits the greedy. No, it's just the technocrats. That's what science says. I mean, it's the same idea. Of course we need more healthcare. And then it becoming a simple idea. But what about consequences? Do you know what happened with Obamacare? Do you understand how much more healthcare, because it's so subsidized and has become more of a sacred cow? Honestly, plenty of people oppose it, but it didn't matter. We subsidized it so much more, whether good or bad. And honestly, I think the health complex is mostly the opposite. They work well, and to me, this is their limitation of subsidization should be emergencies like emergency room. Like you're trying to save a life at the time of some accident, and that's about as big as it should be. Instead, the percentage of dollars spent on healthcare has skyrocketed over something parallel to a technocracy ruling. Well, obviously, if we apply more dollars to healthcare, it'll be better. But thanks for that, scientist. Are you ever gonna be really go into it and be dismissive and analyze and potentially, wow, what's the word? Easy word on the tip of my tongue. Are you ever gonna be critical of your decisions? Are you ever gonna look into it? Because that's what political bodies are supposed to do. They're supposed to have this narrative. Oh, and I'll add another thing. The more it's about technocrats, in my opinion, the more one-sided it'll be. Come on, everybody knows that's not the truth. The technocrats decided. Stop your stupid arguing. The technocrats decided. The experts decided. So the usual argument to the opposite will convince leaders to maybe not, well, I guess maybe it's not politically correct and are even logical. To oppose what the technocrats did.
Gotta remember to change my little fun voice. I gotta remember, how would I possibly oppose the technocrats? After all, they decided that.
What?
Yeah, they decided the technocrats, so they must be right.
What are you doing
opposing the technocrats?
Lastly, leaders, I've said the same thing, but the more I've said a similar thing, and I've said an analogy or a specific case in the previous quick rant of truth, but leaders will just not lead. Politicians become just, you know, ceremonial, like the Queen, right? And this happens in the European Union. In fact, I believe they've codified it. But they go, no. Doesn't matter what you vote. Technocrats are the ones that really lead here. I have to think of the more specific example. The European Union says, yeah, you can elect your officials. We don't care. We've got technocrats. We've got bureaucrats. We've got technocrats. And they know what's going on. So you can argue all you want, but it really doesn't matter a whole lot. So it makes our elected leaders less important. I know they're crap for the most part, but at least there's the possibility for them to stand up for us and to think individually. But instead, leaders are less likely to lead. So many an example there of why technocracy is bad, and don't fall for it. All right, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Go catch me on Chemology 411. We put that up weekly, in fact, two episodes. It's Systematic Chaos, which is basically our miscellaneous topics of any type. Things we found interesting, the fact that we, got our hair washed that week and something funny happened, you know, other tidbits of information. That's why we call it Systematic Chaos. We systematically talk about who the heck knows what. And we have our regular, and those go up on Thursday or Friday. And then we have our regular episodes where we have a main topic. Those go up on Tuesday. So yeah, check us out over at Chemology411. And I will thank you for listening. Thanks, guys.